Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, it's our second hour. Thank you for tuning us in. We appreciate it as we roll all the way till 3 o'clock. About 20 minutes from right now, Nick Nelson will join us, Twins Daily. We'll check in on baseball with him. Also ask him about the Timberwolves as well.
And the Vikings. And the Gophers. We'll take a look around up north.
He's got it all covered, right?
He does. OTA's finishing up across the NFL. You know, as we get through this long summertime, Jimmy B., It's a lot of baseball.
I love summer.
You love summer. You don't like baseball, but you love summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get to be outside.
Yes. I'm an outdoor guy.
You get to play your golf.
Yep.
Play your tennis.
Swim. Ski. Water ski.
A water ski.
Yeah.
Where do you go water skiing?
Up to the lake.
What lake?
Right up the road.
Sailorville?
Yeah.
You got a boat?
No, but I know people that do.
Why don't you introduce me to these people?
Oh, well, because you're always working.
Well, that's true. But every once in a while...
Plus the fact, I want to see you on a slalom ski, that little round body bouncing around out there.
Yeah, I'm not getting up on one of those things. That's not happening. You pull me out of tube.
Okay,
that's fair enough. As far as I'm going to go.
All right.
But we get day baseball usually Wednesdays, Thursdays. And every once in a while, things will pop up like this.
Yes, this is pretty good.
Max Scherzer going for a no-hitter as they play in the bottom of the seventh inning, a 1-0 lead for his Nationals.
He's got two outs, too.
I really like Scherzer.
I do, too. I always have.
Not just because he's an incredible pitcher, but he just seems like a guy. He's no nonsense.
Yeah.
He doesn't screw around. You know, he just... Strasburg, he's hurt. He gets these injuries. Scherzer just takes the ball every fifth day. He goes out there. He does his thing.
That's it.
That's Max Scherzer, and he's a guy that's kind of easy to root for, and he's one of those guys, and we'll see if he can finish it off. We'll keep it on here in the studio, and we'll keep an eye on it for you guys out there.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Making your way through.
Remember you asked me about Miami? We were talking about stadiums, and I told you they had a roof for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, it's pouring rain in Miami right now, and they're playing.
Well, it's pouring rain everywhere in the South.
Yeah, it is. That storm moving in. You're not kidding.
My brother's working, doing some work down in New Orleans right now.
Whoa!
Said
he's not drowning, is he?
Not been a very fun time down there.
Whoa.
Working through the conditions down in New Orleans. Yeah, the South just getting pummeled.
That storm that coming in, it's not a hurricane or anything, but it is like tropical.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to dump a lot of water through the Gulf states.
And your daily dose of weather
presented by
Jimmy B. You love your weather.
I just stay up on current events.
Current events. That's how you put it. Huh?
That's what I do. All right, let's quickly get to this. Because I'm going to be real curious when we talk to Nick Nelson about the T-Wolves. Because I've seen them fishing around for Jonathan Isaac out of Florida State, a guy you and I both liked.
Yeah. I like him
on that front line with... You don't like it with Towns and Wiggins and then him?
Not really.
Because you've turned into a T-Wolves fan.
Sure. Well, I haven't turned into one. I've been one since they came into existence.
Okay.
I don't like Isaacson as much as you do. There's more deficiencies in that team that I like to see them plug than that.
Hmm.
And I've seen a lot of talk of Markkanen. Out of Arizona.
I've seen Markkanen, too. I've seen his name, yes.
That's the one that I've seen most prevalent, and some of the things I've read from up there pointing that way. I'm not enamored with that pick by any means.
I'm not either.
But where do you go? What I'm hopeful for...
Yes?
...is that... Well, here's a conundrum. Ricky Rubio finally started to show some semblance of a jumper after being in the league for... What, 8 years now?
It's been a long time now.
Could never shoot.
But remember, he got here when he was like 19.
Right, but never could shoot.
Correct.
And
not anything consistently.
Had an injury early on in his career.
That is true.
And since then, never could shoot.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that he just couldn't shoot, but also, the other portion of it, he couldn't finish at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a guy that can't do anything offensively in terms of scoring, outside of make a layup when he's wide open.
Right.
But any kind of traffic, he was one of the worst guards in basketball at that over a number of years. So you have that. All right. Well, they're going to bring in Chris Dunn. That last year was a failure, and I'm still surprised by that. I thought Dunn was going to be an automatic guy that could play in the league.
Nothing.
And it didn't. We both liked him last year.
We did.
And that's a swing and a miss.
Yeah, it is.
And it's funny across the league, and when people come out with their draft grades, the T-Wolves last year got a good grade because everybody thought Chris Dunn was going to be good. He wasn't.
No.
He wasn't. Can you still fix it?
Outmatched. I don't know if this year will be better or not.
Right.
And who was the other guy? Tyus Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't lived up to the billing either, although he was a second-round selection.
He is what you'd expect out of a second-rounder. At least he's a guy that stuck in the league.
Right.
A lot of times second-rounders don't even do that for you. But do you go down the route of hoping that – what if De'Aaron Fox drops? Do you look at him?
Oh, how could he drop?
Well, let's think about it. We know 1 and 2, what's going to happen, right?
Yes.
3, let's say it's Joshua Jackson.
Okay.
And then you get to 4.
Phoenix is going to take him.
What if they take Tatum?
Hmm. Okay.
You know? It's not, you look at 2 or 3 mock drafts, it's not going to go that way. It never does.
No, it never does.
It never does. I think
you're going to see teams trying to move up, too.
Yeah. And
Sacramento wants to move up to 2 to try to get Lonzo Ball.
Those are the things that leave me scratching my head.
Yeah.
What's the end game for Sacramento? If you're the Kings, just to build yourself back into a playoff team, what's more likely to do that? Jumping to 2 and getting Lonzo Ball? Or 5-9, hopefully one of those 2 picks at the very least hits. The other one you can get a decent player out of it.
Yeah.
That puts you on a quicker path than bringing in one guy
I'm with you, but they do stupid stuff there. You know
all
that.
All the time.
That's why they've been so bad since... you know, they had those great teams.
Are you? Have you ever smoked cigarettes with Vlade Divac?
I have not.
Be a great story.
But I've talked to him.
Well.
I was in the arena. He wasn't smoking in the arena when I spoke to him.
What?
But he is a mouth breather.
He is? Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Walks around, yaps wide open all the time, catching bugs.
Catching bugs. Vlade, what a train wreck.
Vlade was a good player.
Sure.
Very good player. We just saw Howard move from Atlanta to Charlotte. Dwight Howard.
That'll work out well.
Okay. We just saw the Lakers get Brook Lopez from the Brooklyn Nets. Brook Lopez can play. Can score, can defend, rebound, legit 7-footer, can run the court. So, I don't think we're done here. The Paul George thing, I think, is still up in the air. And I just saw that the Clippers were kind of semi-shopping DeAndre Jordan as well.
Well, here's a thought.
Okay.
Because all this is all window dressing.
Yes, it is, until tomorrow.
No, it just is in general. To me, it's all who gives a crap. Because the Warriors are still the best team.
They are.
The Cavs will try to retool.
They will.
But it looks more and more and sounds more and more like LeBron's gone after next year. Right?
I would think so.
That's what everyone continues to say.
I would think so.
I thought after he came back that this was going to be for life, that that's where he was going to finish his career. Maybe that's not the case.
But the way that it looks now with what Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavs, is doing... It looks like they're going to let LeBron's deal run out. Kyrie will be gone. They'll trade Love, and they'll recoup all of the money that he had to spend being way over the salary cap in 2 years and try to rebuild to become respectable again. I can see that coming in Cleveland.
Well, if that's your end game, and you're not beaten as it's currently constructed, you're not beating the Warriors this year.
Mm-hmm.
If he can't strike a deal, we know Jimmy Butler, quote, wants to stay in Chicago.
I'm not buying it. I told you that.
If you can't pull off Paul George because you know he's going to walk after next year.
Yes. He wants to go to the Lakers. He's made that perfectly clear.
And if Gilbert, his end game is to recoup this money.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to be caught like he was a few years back with his pants down and LeBron leaving town.
Correct.
Why don't you trade LeBron right
now? That's my point.
Make it... Right now.
And you know he's going to go to the Lakers or the Clippers because he's got his house in L.A.
Yes. And you also, yes, LeBron has a no-trade clause.
He does, but he would waive that.
Where are you going to get value? you're going to get value right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get value right now. You trade him to the West. You're able to control that. Then you don't have to worry about him staying in your Eastern Conference. The East is still open. As the Celtics, yeah, they were the number one seed. But it's not a Celtics team that you're scared of if you're rebuilding.
No.
It's something that you can't overcome.
Correct.
Even if they bring in Gordon Hayward. Yeah.
They're not the... See, now that's the other equation. Nobody's talking about Gordon Hayward yet.
Because he's fine, but...
He's better than you think.
He's fine. He's not, though, the difference between an NBA title. And that's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Does he make them good enough to beat the Warriors?
I think if they acquired either Butler, George, or Hayward, they would have a, without disrupting the big three, they would have a chance then to beat Golden State.
The Celtics?
No, oh, not the Celtics.
That's what
no.
I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cleveland.
No, because
okay.
They can't.
No, they can't do that.
Right.
No.
No.
No, Hayward, no. I don't think so.
And that's what I'm getting to is... If you're rebuilding like Cleveland would be,
yes,
trading away LeBron, you're not scared of them. You're not scared of the Celtics. You're not mm-hmm. scared of what the Heat can do, whatever it may be, as long as you get LeBron over in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
I think it makes a lot of sense. And you know what? That Cleveland team, minus LeBron, but with an addition of whoever else they could bring in.
Sure.
And you keep Love and you keep Kyrie, still a playoff team, right?
Oh, yeah.
Still a playoff team.
Say it's Blake Griffin and somebody else off the Clippers.
Doesn't have to be Blake. I mean, you're just talking about another top 15 kind of player in his position.
They're good enough to be a playoff team with somebody else.
A rebuild isn't that crazy, and now you at least are able to recruit something out of this.
Yeah.
Be it picks, be it the future, whatever it is. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that if you're Gilbert, right? Yeah. I mean, in reality, you can't trade LeBron James.
Wayne Gretzky was traded.
Yes, he was. Different environment.
Back then
different
it was.
Different sport.
I know.
Different salary. Just a lot of differences.
Will Chamberlain was traded.
Different
Charles
sport.
Barkley was traded.
Charles Barkley and LeBron James should not be uttered in the same breath.
Charles Barkley was a fine player. I'm just saying that those guys were traded.
Right.
Jeff Hornacek was part of that deal.
Right.
Remember that?
I do. Yeah. And Andrew Lang was also part of that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Look at you going with the local angle there.
Hey, we're a local show.
Yes, we are.
I try to drag in somebody, either a Hawk or a Cyclone. I just drug in a Cyclone.
Okay, so we talked about this a bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be? Out of, after Monte Morris is selected, Peter Jack, Deontay Burton, Jeremy Morgan, or will none of the three be
I don't think the other three will get picked.
I'm kind of there.
Yeah.
I hope there's a surprise.
Me too.
The late in the second round, there's some fun things. And you know what? You look at the front end of the first round, and there's so many freshmen that are going to be selected.
Yes.
There's so many guys that we just never got a good gauge of their game, starting at the top with Markelle Fultz. Now, you and I talked a couple times during the winter. We'd stay up late and watch Fultz.
Yes.
I remember one day going off about what in God's name Romar was doing, playing two big men, clogging up the middle.
Middle, yeah.
I watched for that game. It was probably some Thursday night, I think it was, because that's when Pac-12 plays. A lot of their games during the week. And
Correct.
I came in Friday, and I started hollering about
You did.
Before I went on the air.
I know.
Then it started up, and I started talking Husky basketball. Because it annoyed me so much. Like, you can see how good Markelle Fultz
is.
Yes,
he is.
And then you look at Lorenzo Romar. How does this guy have a job?
I know.
Well, he doesn't anymore.
No.
At least as a head coach.
But he was there
now
a long
time. He was
there,
handler at Missouri.
He was there a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
It's baffling. But so you think it'll be none of the three? None of the three will hear.
I think it's Morris and that's it.
Morris and that's it.
If I were going to give an outside shot, it would come down to
I think it's Burton.
Yeah, I think Burton would have a better chance to hear his name called maybe than Jeremy Morgan.
Yeah. And Jock, again, somebody will say, all right, we have an elite-level shooter.
Yes.
We feel like we
could
can
stash him.
Well, we can develop the other components of his game enough where you have Reggie Evans stuck in the league for 12 years because he did something at an elite level.
Yes, he did.
He was an elite-level rebounder.
Yes, and defensive player.
But rebounding
was his deal. He was double digits every night.
He was that kind of player. He could do something. That's Peter Jok. He does have a skill.
Yes.
That is at that level.
But we don't know really from his workouts if they believe that he can get that shot off consistently.
Right.
That's the other factor that we don't know from workouts.
Are there too many deficiencies in the other part of the
game
to overcome it?
Right.
For all three of those guys we talked about, after Morris, you can make an argument for each one of them why they could get drafted.
Yes.
Jok, elite level shooter.
Yes.
Morgan, 3-and-D.
Yes.
He can shoot it from the outside. He's a very, very good defensive player. He's 6'5", 6'6". Maybe there's a team that takes a shot at a guy like that. Mm-hmm.
And
more of a developmental guy.
Right.
That they go down that route. And Burton, a freak athlete.
He is a freak.
Freak athlete, can do a lot of different things. Yeah, he's only 6'5", but he's got long arms. You just mentioned Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
There
yeah.
you go.
And he's got a big behind.
You can make all those arguments there, but I think it is Burton in the end.
Yeah.
If there is a second guy here from the state of Iowa called, I think it's going to be Burton. Regardless of what Chad Ford said the other day, that knocked us off our side.
It did kind of knock us out.
When we were, Jeremy Morgan drafted.
Scherzer, by the way, is through 7 innings, still having the no-hitter, and now he's at the plate.
Oh!
With runners in scoring position, I believe.
First and second with one out.
Okay.
Wonder if he's going to bunt him over here, if he's going to be swinging away. As Scherzer continues on looking for that
no-hitter. Going to go have a conversation with a third base coach.
And he's telling them, yeah, no signals, just bunt.
Just bunt. Just tell me what to do. I don't understand that stuff.
Exactly.
I know one finger for a fastball, two for a curve, three for the slider. That's all I need to know.
Coming back on the other side, we'll talk in more baseball, looking at the Twins with Nick Nelson. We'll also talk some more Minnesota sports with him, a look at the Timberwolves draft, Vikings OTA in the books, and even a hit on the Wild. New jerseys in the
NHL. I saw that. Yeah.
And as always, the Stars, the North Stars, as they should be called, their jerseys suck. We'll talk about that. Nick Nelson on the other side. Here's Jimmy B and TC from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
You're excited about your new business. Now the challenge is to get everyone else excited about it too. Signature Signing Graphics can help. No need for 5 different companies to provide you with window decals, bumper stickers, signs, and logo wall art. Signature Signing Graphics does all that and more. See what Signature Signing Graphics can do for your business. They're online at signsdsm.com and in real life at a new location right off Highway 141 in Grimes. That's just 5 minutes from the Urbandale Super Target. Call 402-SIGN, 402-SIGN. Signature Sign and Graphics.
At Menards, home improvement means saving big because right now you'll get an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices. Create an attractive outdoor space with concrete patio blocks. 16-inch brick-based patio blocks come in gray, red, or tan and are only $2.22 each after rebate. Stop waiting and start saving with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices, now at Menards. Good through June 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy V and TC.
We continue on. Joining us right now on the Draft House 50 Hotline, we're going to talk some Minnesota sports, head north of the border. Jimmy B, you went a couple of summers ago up there.
Uh-huh.
Checked out Target Field. Went up to, Mankato? Saw the Vikings for a little bit?
Yep. Watched the Vikes practice. Saw, at that time, starting quarterback Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
And watched a couple of practices. Watched what they did. They completed a couple of routes to the tight end, Rudolph. Very first preseason game. Run that play.
That's cool.
That ran right in front of us, yeah.
Yes.
And it went for a reception.
Well, we're going to talk a lot of Minnesota sports right now with Nick as he joins us here. Nick, good afternoon. What's happening up north?
Oh, not too much. Beautiful day here. Beautiful Wednesday. Just enjoying it. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Yeah.
Making our way through the summer. We're excited, certainly, about football season around here. But before that, we got plenty of baseball to talk about. The Minnesota Twins, one of the biggest surprises of baseball up until this point, up until over the weekend when they lost four consecutive against the Indians. Bounced back last night against the win, but after what we saw against the Indians, a couple of series before that when they were drubbed, including a hideous loss with the big lead against the Astros, we know this is an elite-level team. How close, though, is this team to being a real contender? Is it a couple moves away, or is this start still a little bit of a mirage in your mind?
Well, you know, offensively, they're there, I think. They have all the pieces in place. They have a good lineup, good strong lineup from top to bottom. And unfortunately, you know, I think the games that they're going to win from here on forward are going to have to be like last night's game with a 9-7 score, where they're just kind of sort of out-slugging the opponent because they're pretty short on arms, and we've seen that time and time again. So it's hard to say they're one or two pieces short because they basically have one or two guys in the rotation you can trust right now, and in the bullpen it's kind of the same situation. So unless you know, several guys that are already on the staff kind of step up and raise their game, then it's hard to see this team really being able to keep it going for these next 3 months.
You know, I'm real curious because Trent and I have a conversation when the Twins went in the dumper and they lost four in a row, and then one last night, As we're watching Max Scherzer right now for Washington, he's got a no-hitter into the eighth inning against the Marlins in Miami. And you talk about they got two pitchers. Are they, in your estimation, are they going to sit tight, or will they shop, buy, or sell?
I think that'll be dictated by the next 4 weeks. You know,
okay.
I mean, we got the deadline coming up at the end of July here, so in my opinion, if they're still, you know, around 500 and within shouting distance of first place when we get into mid to late July here, I think they have to look at the possibility of being a buyer and trying to get, you know, not a top arm, not an ace, not a guy who's going to come in and slot ahead of Ervin Santana and Jose Barrios, but certainly a mid-rotation guy they can trust. And can they do that without giving up any, you know, major prospects and sort of mortgaging the future in any way? That is going to be the big question. I know that this front office has definitely a big picture view that they take of this. So I don't think they're going to make any huge splash all-in moves to go for it this year. But, you know, when you get this late in the season and you're in the mix, I think you're really doing yourself a disservice if you don't kind of at least take some steps to try to see what you can get out of it.
Well, and the staff as a whole has been kind of a mixed bag up until this point. Irvin Santana struggled last night, but he's been incredibly good. We'll see Berríos again, who's been ridiculous. But then after that, there's so many question marks out there. If you're looking at moves, you're not going to see the Twins go out and mortgage the future to bring in Chris Archer. That's just not what you're going to see out of a front office staff in their first year out there. But are we talking low leverage things, what we see with even like a guy like Dylan G? Or could there be a little bit more that they're out there working to do if we do get to that point here in a month?
I think they would probably, you know, I would hope they'd go for something a little more impactful than Dylan G. You know, I think the big key is, can they get someone that's going to have an extra year or two of control? I think it's pretty hard sell to try and send off any, you know, a Nick Gordon or a high caliber prospect for a guy who's only going to be here for 3 months or 2 months. And then, you know, he's gone at the end of the year and then you're out of prospect and you might have missed the playoffs. So I don't think that's the kind of mistake that this front office wants to make. You know, if they can get someone like, I hate to bring up the name, but Kevin Jepsen, you know, I think a big part of the reason, sure, and Matt Kapp, a big part of the reason they went for these guys was because they had an extra year of control. Now, obviously, in both cases, that extra year of control did not work out, but hopefully you make a better selection and someone who can help you going into the future and in 2018.
How's the reaction from the fan base? It looked like they had a good crowd last night. But I'm just curious what the fan base reaction. Are they feeling like it's 2 years ago where they were in it until the last weekend? Or is it still last year they were so terrible right from the get-go, people are slow to come back?
You know, I think there's been a good reaction. I think people are getting back into it. They're enjoying having a competitive team to watch. I mean, obviously, when you hit the rock bottom as they did last year, it's pretty easy to feel a lot more enjoyable when you're watching these games. And you know, they have some very exciting, fun players to watch. Obviously, Buxton hasn't come around at the plate, but his defense is must-watch on a nightly basis. Miguel Sano has been incredible. We all saw that home run from Kenny Vargas last night. They went to Mars. So, you know, it's entertaining games to watch. I think that there is kind of a feeling when the bullpen starts unraveling and, you know, these starts go only two or three innings. It's kind of a here we go again. But at least they're crushing the ball and playing entertaining baseball. And up to this point, you know, hanging above 500.
So we're taking a look at the Twins here. You're trying to figure out, you mentioned it, Nick, offensively this team appears to be pretty set. Young guys have played well. You got some veterans that have mixed in and done a good job on top of it. It is still a look around at what they need to do, both bullpen-wise in the rotation. What about in their own system? I know they got a couple of guys, including Gonsalves, down at Double-A that they're excited about. Is there much help on the horizon, both Double-A, Triple-A level, or is that still, for the most part, a ways away?
Yeah, and you know, I think you named it. There's two guys in Double-A that I think look like they could have a real chance to come up and be difference makers. They are, in my opinion, maybe outside of Nick Gordon, the shortstop prospect, I think they're the two best prospects in the system, Steven Gonsalves and Fernando Romero. You know, these are two starting pitchers who have big league stuff. They're excellent runs. They've just been crushing it over the last several weeks down there. So that kind of, you know, pitch that go for it now versus future focus. You know, I mean, if they call on these guys, you know, how much do they feel it's a risk that they're going to be throwing them into the fire before they're ready, or that maybe, you know, these guys both sort of have had their injury histories in the past, so I know they want to really manage their workload. So I think that's going to be really interesting to follow if those guys stay on track and keep pitching really well and the Twins continue to have a major need for arms, if they're willing to go down there and get them, because outside of that, no, there's really not too much in terms of guys who are going to be able to come up and impact pitching staff this year.
What about Buxton? Couple of more hits last night, elite defensively, maybe the best defensive center fielder in the game already at 22 years of age, but offense has been certainly better after that horrendous start that he had at the beginning of the year. You see the signs of him knocking off that rust and becoming at least an adequate offensive player?
It comes and goes. You know, I mean, it looked like after that first 4 weeks there or so that he was kind of coming out of it, starting to take walks, starting to get more hits, and then he kind of fell back into a slump, and he really has had a hard time pushing that average much above 200 all year. I love what we saw last night. I love the fact that he can lay down a bunt directly to the pitcher and not even get a throw to first base. That was pretty incredible. So yeah. you know, I think if he keeps finding ways to use his speed, put the ball in play, and get on base, he's going to get more confidence, and he's going to start, you know, he's going to start hitting the ball a little better. I feel good, but also I think we all need to keep in mind that he's contributing so much on defense and saving so many runs on defense that he really, I think, has been a net positive, even when you account for the really poor hitting.
We're having a conversation with Nick Nelson, Twins Daily, on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Okay, Nick, I know that baseball's front and center right now, but there are some other teams that play there, so we're going to run the gamut real fast. Tomorrow,
all right.
Tomorrow's the NBA draft. The nucleus is already put in place with what the Minnesota Timberwolves have. If you're on the clock for the T-Wolves, whom are you selecting with the number 7 selection?
Well, the name that I've seen connected to the T-Wolves a few times that kind of interests me is a guy, I'm not entirely sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but Lauri Markkanen, I think,
that is
from Arizona.
Correct.
He's a power forward. He's a big, and that's what the T-Wolves really need right now. They need some big bodies. The big news yesterday, I don't know if it's really big news, but Nikola Pekovic is finally gone. He hasn't really played in several years anyways due to injuries, but that just kind of speaks up another big body off the roster. So, you know, they got Karl-Anthony Towns, who is a big guy, but isn't really your prototypical banger down low. They need some guys that can get down there, get rebounds, play the post. And, you know, hopefully they'll go for someone like that. I think Markkanen looks like a good one, but I know there's not a lot of consensus over who they're going to be going for here at 7.
You know, after last year's draft and all the high marks they got for getting Chris Dunn, why did Chris Dunn suck so much last night, Nick? Help us out.
I don't know. I had high hopes for Dunn, and yeah, it was a little bit of a disappointing first year, but I know that there's kind of an early expectation of return in the NBA draft with these guys, so they can usually come in and make an impact so quickly, but at the very least, he looks pretty good on defense, and that's definitely a major need for this team. So they really do need him to take a step forward, especially if they follow through on this this idea of trading Ricky Rubio, which seems to gain steam every few months.
The Ricky Rubio stuff, it started back in the winter right around the trade deadline, a possibility of trading for Derrick Rose. I threw up when I heard that news. Absolutely hideous. And it would be typical Minnesota sports fashion, right? A guy that has been a long time, have a awful component to his game, in Rubio's case, shooting, finally start to figure it out, and then, of course, the Minnesota sports team trades him away.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would be par for the course, and, you know, Aaron Hicks.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it'd be scary to get rid of him. I think, you know, the shooting is brutal, but he's such a floor general and runs that group really well with all those high flyers and mm-hmm. Levine and Wiggins and Towns.
Will they be in the free agent market? They're well under the cap. And if so, would they try to target, you know, somebody that would be another high-profile guy?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think they're going to make any efforts they can to get a veteran who can fit in with this group. I mean, that was pretty clearly the need for this team last year. You know, it's young guys, and they just could not hold on to a lead or close out a game, which is something that comes with experience. And granted, they'll have another year's worth going into this season, but I do feel this team is in win-now mode, and they should be. I mean, Karl-Anthony Towns is ready to be an MVP-caliber player, so
yes.
I think they'll be out looking for those pieces, and I don't really haven't really gotten a great scope on what's out there yet, but I would expect them to make a pretty big splash, yeah.
Let's go from the Target Center over to U.S. Bank Stadium with the Minnesota Vikings, Nick. OTA's wrapping up. Zimmer back out there after taking a couple weeks off, trying to fix what's ailed him with the eye surgery and just all the oddity that has happened there. I want to get your thoughts, though, on Sam Bradford. We've seen Teddy Bridgewater out there a little bit, going through a couple of reps. You can see Ginger, but improving from where he was even before that a couple weeks before. Still, what would it take for the Viking fan base to get behind Sam Bradford, short of, you know, leading him to a division title? Do you see a scenario out there that Bradford can win back this fan base and say, Teddy, maybe he isn't our future quarterback?
Well, I'll say this much. I mean, I'm probably kind of on my own with this maybe, but Sam Bradford has won me over. I was incredibly impressed with what he did last year. You know, I know that the average per completion was not great, but to have such a high completion rate and be getting the ball into people's hands with that offensive line, giving them a chance to do something, is all you could ask for from him. You know, he's an accurate passer. I think if he gets more time in the pocket this year, he's going to have more time to let those guys run routes and make big plays. He's got as much arm strength and as much zip on his passes as any quarterback I've seen in a Vikings uniform in a long time. So I think it's going to be really interesting if some of the improvements they've made on the offensive line have an impact and he's able to get some more time in that pocket and connect more with Stephon Diggs and Kyle Rudolph on those deep balls. And I think people will come over pretty quickly if he's making the big plays and they start scoring some points.
Okay, the big question for the past few seasons is, can he stay off his backside? Have they done enough up front on the offensive line?
Well, therein lies the question, and I wish I knew. They got a couple new tackles who are not exactly star-caliber players. I don't even know if they're necessarily bona fide starters, but at least they're building some depth. I think you can't really plan around or expect the giant congregation of injuries that occurred on the offensive line last year. It was just utterly ridiculous. So with a little better luck, and if some of these guys pan out decently, and if some of these running backs, can block well, I think it's going to be interesting to see how well Dalvin Cook, the new rookie running back, does with blocking. That could make a big difference, and they just got to give those receivers some chance to run their routes and get open. There's just too many instances last year where they had to dump it off, and these drives would just stall out and fall apart so quickly.
And we finish up with one more over to some hockey.
Yes.
Minnesota, the state of hockey. New jerseys released by the NHL last night for every team with their new deal with Adidas. Some pretty good, some pretty bad. Now, Nick, your day job, you're in the world of marketing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Why does Minnesota, the state of hockey, have such a awful logo, awful team name? They got to get better. I continue to only wear North Star stuff because all the Wild stuff is ugly, hideous, awful looking.
I couldn't agree more. The color scheme and the jerseys are ugly. The team name, I hate. And even more than that, I hate that no one can seem to decide whether it's a plural or a singular. I hate when someone says the Wild is doing well. It just sounds really weird to me to say that about a group of players. But I think we're kind of stuck with it. I wish we could get the North Stars back, but it doesn't seem like it's in the cards.
It's always good, pal, when we catch up with you. Thank you, Nick. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, guys.
See you. Nick Nelson, Twins Daily, on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Did you happen to see Scherzer had his no-hitter broken up in the eighth inning?
Yep.
An infield hit in the eighth does in Scherzer.
I had it on here, saw it. It was one of those. Max Scherzer, he's terrible now.
Just a bleeder. Yeah, get rid of him, trade him. Can't throw a no-hitter.
We got the Cubs game on here as well. They're just underway as they go to the bottom of the first inning. Chris Bryant at the plate. We'll keep you updated.
Boy, he's gone in the dumper.
He has, yeah. I gave you those numbers yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And just how much
he's hitting 205,
back.
You said.
Over since May 6th.
Yeah.
And we're talking well over a month and some pretty hideous numbers there. We'll see if he can turn it around. And at that top spot, it meant no leadoff hit.
Oh, Rizzo did not get a leadoff hit his first time?
No, I just flipped it over, okay. And Bryant's batting second today. I don't see anybody on.
Okay.
And unless maybe trying to stretch a single into a double, it's over.
Okay.
He's gotten on base every single time as a leadoff man.
You got to take him out then and put him make him bat seventh.
Eighth.
Okay, eighth.
Ninth, put him behind the pitcher.
Yeah, put him behind the pitcher, yeah. He's lousy.
He's no good.
The overreaction of fans, it's unbelievable. Oh, Rizzo sucks. What are you doing? He shouldn't even be in the leadoff spot. I love it. It
Jimmy
just cracks me up. Yes, sir.
Do you have any hope? We've had my thoughts on
I always
Twins.
Have hope. I'm still alive. I always have hope.
It's a hopeful day for you every
it
time.
It is.
For my team, the Minnesota Twins. As we finish up talking there with Nick Nelson.
Do I have hope for
them? Just to stay, not even, I still believe that Cleveland's going to run away with the division.
I agree with you now, yes.
That's a team I've been maintaining all year long. They're so talented.
They're too good.
They are. With Brantley, who's on the DL, his wife had a baby.
Yeah.
And then he also had a little ankle injury. Take 10 days off.
Yeah, yeah.
Go hang out with the baby. They have enough depth, though. But you look up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Kluber's been hurt.
Yes.
He's back. He pitched really well
the other night. Yep.
Carrasco hasn't been himself. Salazar's been on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at Encarnacion, who really struggled at the beginning of the year. He's starting to heat up. I mentioned Brantley.
Yes.
Zimmer's a young kid that they brought up that they're very excited about. The depth that they have as an organization as a whole, we know the back end of the bullpen. This team's really good. The Twins are not going to be able to keep up with that team, especially if some of the things that have gone wrong start to right themselves.
I agree.
But
I don't see that taking place. The question
but you
is,
can still get into the playoffs.
Yes, with two wild cards.
With two wild cards.
But does Boston, New York, I mean, Tampa Bay right now is ahead of the Twins in the wild card.
The Twins have them by percentage points.
Oh, they do. You're right.
Yes.
Okay. You're right. Okay. But you still have Los Angeles, the Angels, or
no.
They're a lousy team, but
That's what I'm
but
getting.
But they've won 37 games right now, so they've won more games than Minnesota has or Kansas City.
Well, they've also played six more games, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is the Angels aren't very good. Tampa's not very good.
No, they're not.
Texas isn't very good.
No.
Kansas City's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
You go through, Baltimore is completely falling apart.
Yeah, there's nobody to be afraid of.
Sure. So can they, at the very least, do you see them sticking around at least for a wild card
I would
spot?
Hope so, for your sake, because you're a pain in my ass when they're dumping.
I'm not. I'm not at all. They lost 103 games last year. You survived just fine. Can they do that, though? Do you envision that?
No. I'd like to say yes.
Yeah.
I really would. But I just think their pitching is too tragic.
It's so bad.
That's it.
It's so bad.
And
Hector Santiago is rehabbing right now. 3 no-hit innings today down.
Oh.
I think he was pitching in Rochester today.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah.
When can he get back?
He'll be ready to go next time out, so five days from now.
Okay. Gotcha.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Phil Hughes.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get something out of Glenn Perkins, who's still rehabbing.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's with this many problems in a staff, and it's not just the bullpen or just the 4 or 5 starters, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
It is top to bottom. It's just so tough. As good as they can be offensively, to envision them sticking around. And somebody's going to get hot here, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Texas.
Yeah. Didn't Texas win like 11 in a row to get back to 500? They went on an incredible run like that.
You know, maybe it's the Angels when they get, you know, they've kept their head above water, and now they're going to get Trout back here pretty soon. Right after the All-Star break.
Kansas City has just put a run on the board, so the Royals are doing what Royals have been doing for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're playing
They're playing really well.
What's it going to take to get in for that second wild card spot in the American League?
Oh, man.
Does 85 wins? I think that does it. It means you go 85-77.
Because nobody is going on great runs with the exception of Washington in the National League.
No, I'm talking American League.
I know. And in the American League, it's Houston that's running away
from
everybody.
No. You're not listening.
No. I'm just looking at the other teams.
Right. But who... What's it take to get to that second wild card spot? Houston is not taking the second wild card spot.
No. They're going to win the division.
Cleveland's winning their division.
Yes.
And the Yankees or Red Sox are winning the other one.
Yes.
It's going to have wild card number one.
Yes.
So out of that,
85 would probably be the magic number.
I think so. So that means the Twins would have to go 50-44. 50-44.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Maybe I just talked myself into it. 50-44.
All right.
That's all you got to do. Come on, Twins.
Coming right back, it's the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
With the AutoZone Rewards program, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. So let's get excited and celebrate. Add a fist pump to that oil change. Whoop it up while you wash and wax. Finish that tune-up by giving yourself a high five. Because you're earning a $20 reward when you spend $20 five times. So sign up online or in-store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Apparently, the hip thing for businesses to do these days is target millennials. So it may sound sus coming from this baby boomer, but Motel 6 is a V-great place for your squad to stay woke or asleep. The updated rooms are hashtag blessed with contemporary floors, bedding, and flat-screen TVs that are totally on fleek. Plus, their prices are always low AF. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll keep it lit for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC.
It's been a pleasure to be on with two of the finest gentlemen, the guru. I love Jim Branson and Trent. You do a wonderful job. The whole package is fine. I never give you enough credit, but I want to also give you some credit.
Go back to the bar now where you just watched out from.
Check out the mail, Jeff.
Hey, guys, love the show. Love to have some local talk over the noon hour.
Jimmy B and TC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Well, Jimmy B.
Yeah, man.
NBA done, NHL done, NFL around the corner.
Yep.
But there is some news even outside of the draft happening today.
There is?
In the NHL.
Hmm.
Marian Hossa.
Oh, I saw that story.
Will have to sit out this year because of a skin infection.
The heck is that?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask for your help, your expertise. I'm going to use your old mind and take us back to a time period. Okay. We go in the Wayback Machine with Jim Brinson.
Okay, this is Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Take me back to the 1970s. I was reading an article today about Hossa, and about something that was known back in the day and into the early 80s as the gunk. The gunk, which was basically the skin disease that infiltrated the NHL for a number of years.
Yes.
And I read upwards 70, 80 guys had to leave the game because of this.
Yes, so, that is true.
Give us what you got. Any memories of the gunk?
I never had it. Hope I never get it.
That's good. That's good. You're not a hockey player.
No.
So.
It was weird because nobody could figure out how it even happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're in that same boat right now with Marian Hossa. I mean, this hasn't happened for a long time, the so-called gunk. And now, with what he's got, he won't be able to even play next season. That's stunning. Back in the day, that wasn't the case. If memory serves me correctly, guys missed a couple of weeks and they were back.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever he has, it's got to be worse than what the gunk was back then.
Well, there was one player that did have to retire because of it. Former North Star and Blackhawk, a defenseman, Tom Reed, had to leave the game because of the gunk. He'd go, he'd sit out for a couple of weeks,
yeah,
and be fine. He said he'd have towels wrapped around his skin before he put on his equipment, all these different things, but nothing worked. And in a very debilitating illness as well. It's a rash, an ooze, and I was reading today a little bit more about
this. Yeah, it's awful. Whatever it really is, it's not good.
Yeah, he said at one point his whole side was just pus. That's how much it taken over. He said, quote, "I'd be wrapping towels around my body, which helped. The problem was when I had to take the towels off, I couldn't sleep. For a while, I was sleeping sitting up in a wooden chair.
Wow.
It got to the point where they couldn't give me any more cortisone, and I had to retire."
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe this is what's happening with Hossa.
It's not a case of shingles, is it?
I mean, they'd be able to.
They could treat shingles eventually.
Right.
It wouldn't keep you out all season.
Right. In 1988, a member of the Edmonton Oilers medical staff helped identify one of the causes of the gunk.
Okay.
The use of formaldehyde in the manufacturing of equipment as a way to prevent mildew and maintaining color.
That is correct.
They found a solution to it. All they had to do, add a cup of powdered milk to the second rinse cycle of a wash, and it seemed to do away with both the formaldehyde and the gunk it bred.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, maybe this is something even deeper, or you talk about a strain of a rash that's developed now another 30 years later.
Could be.
Think about how bad this thing
I can tell you
could
this,
have to be.
Both my sons played hockey.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Used to hang their gear in the garage because it stunk terribly.
Yes.
I mean, it's awful.
Yeah.
You can't bring it in the house. People who are listening to this show have kids that play hockey. They know,
yeah.
So
the teenage boys in general stink.
They do, period.
Now you throw hockey on
top of it. It's even worse. And they say, "Well, Dad, how come I can't get a date?" Because you smell, boy. That's why. They're not going near you. So you ever think of having a shower? They have now developed this new cleaning system that you can take your gear to and have it done like every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But I have never, ever figured out the gunk. I never have. And boy, oh boy, I hope this isn't the end of Marian Hossa's career.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Hopefully it doesn't turn out like Tom Reed's situation.
Ooh, man. That
could be the case.
That's bad.
And he's 38 years old.
Yeah, this probably might have been his last season anyway.
He said he was coming back at the end of the playoff run when they got swept out by the Preds.
Right.
Said he was going to make a go of it. Now we find that's not
going
to be the case.
Can't do that. Yeah, I think he's done now.
It would be good to see him, though, at least have a chance to go out on his own terms and hopefully find something that can slow this down, get him back, and after next season, maybe play one more year.
Sure.
Kind of go out on your own terms.
Yeah. Quick break. We're coming right back at the top of the hour. Mitch Sherman, ESPN, is going to join us from Omaha. We'll talk to him coming up on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Introducing the new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charms cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
Hey, Sue, check out these sandals.
I don't wear sandals.
They're so cute.
Dry, cracked feet? Carasol Intensive Foot Repair doesn't just cover. Carasol removes hard, dry skin, then deeply moisturizes and actually repairs. Feet look good so fast you see a visible difference in just one day.
Sue, you look great in these sandals. Get them.
Yeah.
Carasol Intensive Foot Repair in the foot care aisle. See the one-day difference.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
Oh, what kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you.